and welcome to another episode of the Lauder Podcast. My name is Edward, and today I'll be speaking with Alan Kwan, a 1987 graduate of the Lauder Institute. Alan is currently a venture partner with Oak Investment Partners, who consults on investment opportunities and portfolio company operations in Asia. Prior to joining Oak, he served in various executive roles at Yahoo, spanning 6 years. Alan holds a Bachelor of Applied Science degree in Mechanical Engineering from the University of British Columbia in Canada, and currently holds 7 board positions in Oak's portfolio companies. Thanks for coming today, Alan. So before we get started, could you discuss your background before you came to Lauder?
I was born in Taiwan. My parents are Cantonese, and so I finished elementary school in Taiwan and then migrated to Canada. So I actually grew up in Vancouver and did my high school university education. I studied mechanical engineering. And I worked for 3 years at a time was called Northern Telecom, which eventually became Nortel, which is a high-tech telecommunications firm, one of the biggest in Canada. And so that job gave me a lot of exposure to everything from manufacturing engineering to facilities to essentially dealing with everything to do with the factory, manufacturing high-tech equipment. Mm-hmm. Provided a lot of kind of a small environment in the city of Calgary, but then it provided a lot of interesting challenges in itself. And I was able to, at a very young age, learn a lot about the various facets of manufacturing and was able to lead a group of industrial engineers through the 3 years I spent there. And that's kind of the time that I had spent before I applied for the Lauder program.
So you were working in Canada. Did you have a lot of international experience then before you came to Lauder?
Yeah, I think actually a lot of international experience is really from my youth and really living in the West Coast of Canada at the time, among many immigrants at the time. And really was born in a different culture and really understood what it meant from that perspective.
When did you graduate from Lauder?
I graduated in actually 1987, and I was the second class of the Lauder Institute since the founding. And it was a very unique program at the time. And although I, during my college years and I traveled back to Asia, from time to time, I really never did it on a business level. And some of my international experience when I was working in the job in Calgary was actually a lot to do with procurement. Procuring equipment, manufacturing equipment from Japan, from U.S. But I thought the program at the time provided a lot of interesting insights, number one, to general management, but also an international component, which potentially allowed me to get back to China, which I've never been, and the ability to study simplified characters and really understand the whole new territory at a time, which when China was just opening up, back in 1985 when I first entered the program. So that was a interesting challenge, and I really, very thankful that at the time that Lauder developed this program. And Leonard Lauder had a foresight to fund a program for international management training. And that was the second class. And
yes,
that was,
you had a really, you're here at the beginning. You saw it sort of develop, and you obviously studied Chinese then here.
Yes. I had the, unfair advantage of actually was able to read and write at a time. But clearly, because I left Taiwan when I was 12 years old, there were a lot of learnings still to be made, especially in the China context. Mm-hmm. And so the summer that I spent there in 85 really opened my eyes, not only from a language learning perspective, but also the actual whole living environment and also the just the business environment in general.
Does Taiwan still use the traditional characters?
I think Taiwan, Hong Kong still. But I think what you find is that the whole Greater China, because of the business flow and the trade flow, more and more people actually recognize both. And if you just look at even a cell phone today, when you send short messages, I don't think you'll see too many differentiation on simplified versus traditional when, you know, people are sending those messages and be able to read both sides.
That's interesting. Yeah. Actually, my Chinese teacher convinced me to study the traditional characters. He felt they were much more superior than the simplified characters. So anyway, while you were here at Lauder, what sort of research did you do? Did you have an internship or?
Yeah, actually, the internship I had was actually for the second summer following the first year, I actually went back to Nortel. And one of the reasons was I was able to secure an assignment overseas to work in China to support a product launch of a system in China. Mm-hmm. And so I was with a traveling team of essentially about 10 people doing roadshows in Beijing, Nanjing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou in four cities. So, you know, I was helping to translate some of the documentation, you know, working on some of the presentations. So it was truly an international experience for me to, you know, get back to China after the first initial summer, where I mostly studied the language and actually, you know, get exposed to the new environment there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the summer immersion tries to focus a lot on language skills, though there are some corporate visits as well. But I guess you really had the chance then to see things from a business perspective. All right, so it's been a while, but could you talk about what you did professionally right after graduation and, I guess, the time since then?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I think, yeah. You know, I've been out of school for, I guess, now 23 years.
Right.
So time flies, and I really don't feel it's been 23 years. But so after I graduated, I actually went back to Nortel. And it's kind of also very different than most people that came here on a career change. Mm-hmm. I felt that there were more things to learn on telecommunications, and I wanted to go deeper on products and applications. So I basically leveraged the management experience I had and joined a new product introduction group, really learning about the new data voice integration products in the actual the Brampton factory. And subsequent to that, I joined the World Trade Group. And that allowed me to get, you know, kind of deeper exposure to international business. Mm-hmm. So I took the track of rather than going international immediately after Lauder, I stayed in Canada for 5 years. But I worked in headquarters level with some of the senior executives and was able to understand more broadly the whole international strategy and worked on some of the M&A cases analysis. And some of the market research. So it kind of rounded out some of the functional skills I had from everything from manufacturing engineering, eventually doing a lot of product introductions, product management, essentially marketing to telephone companies, and then doing M&A analysis on international market support. So in 1992, 5 years after graduation, I was sent out as an expat to Hong Kong to launch a new product in Asia region, essentially set up distribution channels for Nortel on a in-building business wireless product. And that allowed me to get firsthand exposure to setting up a team, as well as engaging businesses in Korea, Taiwan, Singapore, China, mm-hmm. And in different parts of Asia. And so that's a very also interesting career stop. And shortly after that, 2 years later, I was headhunted by Motorola and eventually joined the sales group, really distribution of pagers. And back in 1994, that was a huge growing business in China because lack of telephone lines really rely on pagers to send and receive Chinese character messages. And we were able to move that business to a very significant scale. And that allowed me to grow from the sales force, leading the sales force into more of a general management position. Eventually became general manager for the division, running essentially 2,500 people and $1 billion in revenue business. And at the time, it was the most profitable division in the company. And I was I became an officer at a very young age. And that's probably, you know, some of the high points in my career since leaving Lauder.
Sure.
And but that also allow me to parlay that experience in general management and really in the market entry strategies, usually we're talking about market expansion strategies, into some of the new territories in China, which a lot of the original business was really covering the coastal areas, and we were able to expand to essentially 10 cities and really covering Southwest and all the different parts of China for some of the business that we were engaged in. And then eventually I moved over to wireless internet before doing a startup back in the year 2000, actually during the bubble days.
Yeah.
So I had an interesting experience during the dot-com bubble, starting up a company in a year and shutting it down after the inability to get additional funding.
Mm-hmm.
And then shortly after that, I joined Yahoo and ran the North Asia operation for Yahoo.
Did Yahoo buy your company, or you just?
No, I actually we actually winded the company down.
Oh, okay.
And so I know a lot about distress, a lot about liquidation.
Sure.
Yeah. And you know, I entered Yahoo at a very low point of the first generation of the internet business,
mm-hmm.
And I was able to build it back up in the second phase of internet. So that gave me a lot of the interesting experience in digital internet, digital media, as well as a lot of the virtual economy that I hadn't exposed to
mm-hmm.
before. So in the 20-some years, I was able to move from telecom to wireless to the forefront of digital
right.
Media as well as internet. And then in 2007, I decided after we consummated the Alibaba deal, after we finished the integration, I moved on to venture capital. So I joined Oak Investment Partners, one of the largest growth equity investment firms with a long history, and became their partner in Asia. So I've been doing the venture capital as well as growth equity investments since then.
That's a very impressive career over the past almost 25 years. Why don't, could you discuss your role right now as a venture capitalist with Oak?
Yeah, I think, you know, Oak is a very much a late stage growth equity firm. We invest in projects which are high growth, profitable, and essentially late stage, and also projects which the partners have a lot of domain expertise. So in Asia, a lot of the previous investment have been focused on what we call TMT, the tech, telecom, and media
mm-hmm.
Sector. And I was able to parlay some of the experience I had since Lauder, both in telecom wireless as well as internet, to help support some of those deals. So we have, at a time when I joined, we had about 8 companies in the portfolio, or actually 5 companies portfolio, and we subsequently invested in 3 more since I joined. And that really covers a lot of the high-tech IT sector, as well as one retail restaurant sector. And so a lot of my time is really supporting those existing portfolio companies that we invested in, both at the board level, as well as a lot of the strategic expansion level, M&A level. And I also source new deals, looking at some of the futures of investment in China. And also part of my work is actually helping some of the existing portfolio companies in the U.S. Enter China when they choose, you know, at an opportune time to expand some of the operation. So I'll provide some of the on-the-ground assessments of some of the partnerships, some of the potential mm-hmm. Network that they could establish, as well as giving them the heads up on some of the regulatory issues, as well as some of the market issues that they may not be aware of. So I guess in a snapshot, really my role as a partner in Asia covers both deal sourcing, the actual portfolio company support, as well as eventually, you know, helping some of the existing portfolio companies in the U.S. or elsewhere enter China.
So you currently hold 8 companies?
I'm on the board of actually 7 companies, because we just 3 months ago, we actually exited one of the companies. So the company actually was sold to a NASDAQ-listed company.
Okay. And I guess, are you looking now for new companies to invest in, or primarily to
Yeah, I think as the market environment improves, and I think, you know, some of the companies in different sectors like new energy or e-commerce become more mature and have reached some of the scale thresholds that we have in terms of our investment criteria, there could be, you know, interesting projects that we can look at in addition to what we have today.
What do you see then as the area of largest growth? Is it the green energy or technology in general?
Yeah, I think there's growth pretty much everywhere. And I think new energy also has a lot of support, you know, from the central government in terms of some of the stimulus packages, as well as a lot of the you know, foreign companies, you know, transferring technology and moving some of the manufacturing, as well as some of the development work into China. So certainly that's a very high growth sector. I think retail is also a very high growth sector. And tech continues to be one of the domain expertise areas that we hold. So e-commerce, internet, potentially online games, you know, 3D online games. You know, those are all areas we can, you know, potentially look at.
Yeah, it must be a really exciting time, I guess, to be involved with these sectors. So going back to Lauder, how would you say that your education here at the Lauder Institute helped you during your career?
Well, I think Lauder education provides a global perspective, and obviously the curriculum has evolved a bit, quite a bit, you know, over the last, you know, 20-some years since I was here. But I think really opens your eyes on, you know, some of the cultural differences and some of the geopolitical differences and some of the socioeconomic issues on the areas that we operate in. And so it raised the awareness, you know, in a much more macro sense for you to engage as you operate in those markets. And you could take some of these considerations into account in some of the management decisions. I think Lauder also provided a, you know, certainly a tremendous network of friends that, you know, we spent a lot of time with, you know, during our, you know, years in school. And I think those kind of network and camaraderie are irreplaceable. I think that's some of the most value that I certainly remember. It's really, you know, working in case study groups with some of the friends that we had over the years, and seeing, you know, some of these classmates succeed in the various different professions. So it's really an interesting journey, and you know, to see your classmates do well in other sectors and be able to still stay in contact.
Sure.
And you know, being in this class allowed me to have literally friends in almost all the continents, perhaps short of Africa.
Antarctica.
But it's, you know, I think it's a friendship and network that you take away, you know, for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
that's after you leave the program.
And get to speak with a lot of alumni, and they all seem to say the people are really the best part of the Lauder experience and the most valuable asset, I guess, to the Institute. So I always ask this to everybody, and it's sort of a difficult question, but for those who are listening, looking at the Lauder program, thinking about it, what advice would you have for them? What would you tell them?
I mean, prospective students?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the Lauder education, like all the, you know, programs that we have in some of the business schools, you know, it's very much international focused. In fact, I think Lauder was a pioneer in developing a lot of international oriented education, management education. And what you find is that there are somewhat similar offerings in different institutions. But I think that the key component of this is really to be able to focus on a region of area of expertise, which is whether you're in China, whether you're in you know, Latin America or in Europe. It allows you to dig deeper, allow you to really understand a lot of the different components of running a business or starting a business in those areas. And the cohorts, the people that actually are in this program, which ranges now between 50 to 70 some people, are really the assets of the program, which brings people from all over the world and all walks of life in a professional sense, and those skill sets and those knowledge base that you can tap onto in this program are just invaluable. And I highly encourage people to consider the program, and especially people that really want to potentially work in an international environment.
Right.
And this is something that we have literally 25 years of experience developing the curriculum, and have 25 years of network of graduates who have gone in different parts of the world. Although not everybody go to the region of their study.
But the majority do work overseas.
Yes, they do work overseas and have some exposure throughout their career to be there. And in fact, a lot of my classmates are crisscrossing continents now. People that have specialized in Spanish programs or European programs are now coming to China and potentially working with their companies in China. But I think the Lauder perspective allowed them to really tap onto their classmates in those regions and be able to assimilate or to learn about these new environments very quickly. And I think that's really a lot of the value of the program. It's really down the road when you can, and I think the current entrance of the program actually benefits from the fact that there's essentially 24 years of alumni that's out there and who can provide all kinds of heads ups and all kinds of relocation, advices, career advices, as well as, just in general, market advices, whether you're, and today with the internet, which we never had the luxury of back in the days that we studied, it's only literally an email away or chat away, from getting that information.
Sure, definitely. Yeah. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
I think this was a very helpful helpful 20 minutes, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to this episode of the Lauder Podcast. For more information about the Lauder program, please visit our website at lauderinstitute.org.